Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Lafayette, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio, James.
Final time, 2018. I think in 2019 they started.
We're gonna be doing year-long recaps.
That's not my champion this year.
It's most eventful year in the history of Philadelphia sports.
Well, happened early in the year. Late in the year hasn't been so good. We had a collapse of the baseball team, and not a very good ending by the basketball team.
Playoffs, 3-14. We were on a roll. We had 3 in a row until the Phillies coughed it up.
Yeah, well.
3 in a row playoffs. That's a start. A Super Bowl championship, first time ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a heck of a year. 6th or 2nd round.
Well, they could have done much better, but.
Will they do better this year is the question.
No.
Devon Gibbons says 5 and out. 2nd round, no matter what.
He doesn't care
if it's the Raptors. He doesn't care if it's the Bucks. He doesn't care if it's the Celtics. 5 and out. You know what? The Pacers could give us worry, too.
No, we beat the Pacers.
Yeah, we beat them. Yeah, sure. We beat the Raptors, too.
Yeah.
And we almost just beat the Sixers and Celtics.
Well.
But a horrible, horrible loss.
It doesn't matter. The Celtics are having a bad time with the East Coast. Beat up by the Rockets on Thursday after they played us.
Nice. That's what we need. If other people have to do our dirty work, then so be it.
Like here,
us the home court. That's huge in that season.
You're going to have home court. Did you tell people that I was doing this? I don't want you calling you.
Let's see here.
You're in the third position right now.
Are we 3 right now? The other day it was, I think we had dropped the 4. Here we go, the moment of truth.
You're in the 5th.
All right, Bucks are 1. How about that for a changer? Wow. Raptors are 2. Pacers 3.
Well, that's only because they're winning with it.
Sixers 4. A whole game back on the Pacers. Yeah, we're all game off. We're 2.5 on the Bucks. Man, oh, man. Bucks playing 700 ball. Raptors playing 700 ball. I'll tell you what, the Nets, don't be sleeping on them. 8-2. I think they're a better team than the Pistons. I think the Pistons
You think the Nets will get their last playoff position? They could. They won 8 in a row. 8-2.
I do. But people, I heard, you know, Tom McGinnis stuff saying, oh, don't be sleeping on that. And he was talking about the Magic being better by the end of the year.
They are better. Where are they? They're in 10th for him.
He's saying the Wizards. I don't see that. 13-23.
No, they're gonna figure it out, the Wizards.
They're 2-8 in the last 10. They're not figuring it out.
And eventually, they're going to figure it out, and they're going to go on a run. I don't know if it'll be good enough to get them in the 7th or something, but it could.
Lou Williams goes for 36 for the Clippers past the Lakers. Nice. Anyway, Celtics are 2 games back from us.
Yeah, see, that's a long way back, 2 games.
Not long, really, 2 games. We're in a brutal stretch here where we're going to have some tough West Coast.
What? You're playing the Blazers, they're not that good. You're playing the Suns.
The Blazers aren't that good. Let's see where you're.
No, the Blazers.
They're 5 seed. They're 20-15. The 2015, we're 23-13.
And they're playing the Suns, the worst team in the league.
Oh, you got the Suns?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I think that's a 3-point Clippers.
Clippers?
Blazers.
Clippers 21-14. A 4 seed out west.
But they've been playing a lot worse than they did. They've been flowing up.
Oh yeah, 5-5 last time.
Not just that, but they just been in general flowing up.
All right. Well, can we get how many we have left? 3. Can we get 2 of 3? 3 of 3? Not 1 of 3.
No, you'll get 2 of 3. You'll be in the Blaze and you'll beat the Suns. I don't know if you'll be.
You don't know about the Clippers?
Yeah.
Why are you so confident with the Blazers? They have our worst, what we're horrible at.
So is it.
What do you call them? The driving guards. The
attacking guards.
Yeah.
Every team in the league has got that, basically. But we haven't lost to every team in the league. So there
we have a spot on the road.
Doesn't every team in the league have scoring guards attack the basket? Name me one team that does not have that.
Us.
Well.
Our guards are not like that at all.
No, we got
shooter. We have a catch and shoot, and we have someone to catch.
You really hate Rick. You don't like that he can't create a shot though.
I'm going to sort the entire league.
Does that body?
I'm going to sort the entire league by home record. The entire league, not just conference.
Yeah.
If it would accept mine. Let's see if we're the best. That's why it's so. Go. Sorry.
Yeah. Be fair. Nah, it won't work.
Change for win.
Nah. We got no.
Are we the best, you think?
Yeah, we're the best. We're 15-3. There's nothing better than that. There's no one better than 15-3.
So, is that a good reason why we would need to get home? Oh, we can't. That's not one of the sortables. I'm sorry.
Why?
We have a line under it, sort of all. We either win, lost, percentage, game back, then you can't do home away division conference. Shoot. All right, so.
It tells you what you can't do?
Right. It doesn't have an under on 16-3. Well, does anyone have lower than 3? I don't know. We're down to 3 bucks.
Yeah,
no one has less than 3 losses. Bucks are 15-3, though.
Yeah.
Nuggets 14-3.
But 16-3
is definitely bad. Yeah. We clean up that road. 7-10. That's not horrible. Get that to 500.
No, it's got to be better than
it. It will be better. At the end of the year, you can't afford to lose games, so they all play more focused than they win. This year, we played so much better at the end of the year. And the year before that, we played so much better. They focus in, right?
Uh-huh. Year before.
Do that. No, year before is not. Not correct, but
no.
All teams seem to do that in every sport.
What? Look, the chips are broken. You broke the chips.
So, should we shift gears as college football?
No, this.
Should we get this in because this is huge and we can't just ignore it.
I think a lot of people are going to, but you should give these games a chance. That'll be good games.
What's the premier game tonight? What's the second?
I don't think. I think both games are premier.
Well, which one's the
best
game?
But Alabama got a second. But I think and which games with big fan base?
Now, Alabama's playing
Oklahoma and.
That's a Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah. Kyle.
No,
he's not. Two is from Hawaii.
Is that Alabama?
Kyle Murray is a baseball that he's going to go play.
We don't know yet, right?
No. Well, Boris is saying he's going to play baseball. But he hasn't really. Yeah. He hasn't really commented at all about what he's going to do.
Okay.
But of course you're going to play bass. Why wouldn't you? You're not going to get a CCE and your career would be longer going on. And give me a break.
Oh, you
get hit. Come on. I don't think Jim McMahon would be liking to hear what you say about him not getting CTE. I don't think he would like that one bit. If everyone's got CTE.
Did Grover curse on Sesame? Forget about what color Sesame is.
Yeah, he did. If you live. There's no way that he didn't. Let's watch Grove. There's no way that old Grove.
It does sound like it. It sounds like he dropped it. It could be like, that sounds like an excellent idea, but it doesn't make it sound like sounds. So, what do you got for tonight?
No, that's... It sounds to me. Come on. He's saying sounds, old groove. It's like Yanny and Long. He's talking about sounds. I did not hear any inkling of any language. I think it sounds. Yeah. Well.
So, what do you like tonight? You
want to
predict?
No, I'm just going with.
Notre Dame have a
champ
in the world?
I should take a champ. But I'm just going to watch and see.
Well, I know we're going to watch.
You're not. Well, I'm going to.
I may. If it's interesting at the end, I'll watch to see how a game can conclude or what can a team pull off.
So I'm just going to watch and see. Now, talk about your book and we'll get.
Wow. Freedom Fearless, as you know.
You should be starting with Nick Foles, believe. Why?
I didn't get Nick Foles.
You didn't, right? You got another book.
I got Sal Powell. Sal Powell's words are small. I don't know how much I want. I could read the Sal Powell.
Are you going to buy Believe in
keep reading? I'll tell you what. I think I would, of all three of the books, that seems the most intriguing to me.
Which one?
The Foles one.
Believe.
Yeah. Because his story is most inspirational, and it's, you know, it captures your by spirit and faith. And, I don't know, it's intriguing. But this one, you know, they've given a few reveals that I one thing was, he said it. One thing I didn't tell you that he called Nick Foles called the wrong play in the Super Bowl, and I think it's the play right before his fourth
down. Yeah, it's
the
third down play, right.
You heard this?
Yeah.
When did you hear this?
Oh, no.
And he throws like.
He threw it to Earth, right? And what it's supposed to go.
The guy's not here anymore. Torrey Smith went in motion, and then the end didn't come up field, and he just kind of flared out in the flat, and he threw it over two guys, and he caught it, and it went for no gain and made it the fourth down.
What?
But it was not supposed to be. He called like play 50, and then he looked down and he called play 52, and then Nick looked down and he actually called play 50. Oh, there's a good
there it is. Robert Pickoff.
Wait a minute. You're
not buying. No, I just want to look at the reviews. No, I'm not. I do. Birds of Prey from Rob Motti.
Who?
He's a writer.
Monty?
For by Carson Friends.
Everyone wants to get a piece of the Super Bowl. No, they write all these stories. I love it how Dougie
I'm not an Eagles fan. It's a great book. Great read.
Foles was the first one to jump in there and get the strike while the iron was hot, wasn't he?
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Butch called it forever.
Let's see where else.
Ray could have just written this instead of updating his Super Bowl.
Encyclopedia.
He could have just written a book on it.
That's what
he's with, you know, although he's not with him, but he's right.
He doesn't cover him on the day to day.
Well, no, correct.
Is that what you mean?
No, all the time.
Collision of Wills, People Learn, Don Chua and the Rise of the Modern NFL. Are you going to read it?
No, I'm not going to read it. I typically care to deal.
You don't read,
but I'm going to set my 2019 goals. I'll go back and look at my 18 goals to see how horrific it was. Okay?
19 goals, read more books.
19 goals, I'll say, like, if I could say read 3 books. And I save the end of this one. Let's say I chug along the next couple of days. I'll save 5 words till 2019 just so I can check it off as one.
Uh-huh.
You know, because even though I'm taking a bulk of it out, I don't know how many chapters there are. I refuse to peek ahead. I refuse to even see where I'm at. But I got 5 done. But yesterday, when I was reading, I got cut off by darkness. You know, now the last chapter was all about him beating his chest about not going by the book. Playing calm plays outside the norm when people don't expect them. Different play calls, different scenarios, going for it when you shouldn't be going for it. Things of that nature. Keeps the team engaged, into it, happy, excited, and playing hard.
Yeah, well.
Now, tomorrow, do you see it like I do, or do you see it?
No, I don't. No, I
only care about 2 football games. 2.
I know.
And we can't. I don't even know. There's no way Uncle David has red zone. You think? We're not going to be here for it. Did I forget to tell you this?
No, I'm going to be.
Came out. We're going to have to go to a birthday party. From Charlotte, turning what is she 2 now?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be there again. There's no way that I'm going to be good.
We're going to have dinner and cake for Charlotte. So. Really, we don't need that, though, red zone. I don't want to hear stupid
stuff. No, that doesn't start till. It doesn't start at 4. That's just later. So, but, yeah.
It's 4:25 right now.
Yeah.
I know.
But the point is.
I told them we'll leave at halftime to go over to the party. I'm not missing
any. I think it has to be the 3rd quarter. You could get over there at 6:45. That'd be the end of the game, basically. 6:30.
The end of the game? No. Party starts at
6.
It's like
right
around.
I know. So you go at 7. That's the end of the game. I mean, 7.
No, it's dinner. I can't do that. And the little kid
talking. Nah. You beat it.
I'm just gonna leave it happy.
Oh, well.
Zeus goes to
half
here. I get in the car.
No, but
then,
yeah, I think.
Pulling in the driveway. Third quarter starts. It'll be perfect.
I think there must be 2 cars to be taken.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I don't know if I'm gonna be amenable to that. I don't think. So. Anyway.
Dinner.
Yeah, I can have dinner right here. That's plenty of food. I make things up, you know, when and not. It's the bottom idea.
Grandiola's on the line.
Oh, we lost.
Here we go.
Quickly, but less than 10 minutes to go. I wanted to be quickly, because I didn't. How are you?
All right. Quickly, is it Philly's offseason a failure if they don't get one of those marquee players?
The shame of it is the fans would look at it that way, but I think they've already improved the team by getting Segura and getting McCutcheon. But I think there's no way that you can't look at it that way, because that's how the fans would look at it if it happened that way.
Right. I think they helped themselves a lot. People have to realize that. But they might get one of those guys. We'll see next week probably, right?
I don't know about next week, but probably at some point this month. I don't. By the end of January. I don't think February is going to happen. So by the end of January, there'll be some. But no one wants to be everyone wants to be, you know, no one wants to be first. So the second guy can say, I want more than the first guy got. So it could be the long game.
I got
you.
I got you.
You're just gonna have to.
Good point.
You gotta watch and see. Watch and see.
All right. Well, I'm gonna see you a little later. I'll be able to see you. Goodbye.
Yes, I know. Bye. Thank you.
All right.
So I know you didn't. Yeah. Are you here? you do not feel that it's going to work out in your favor and we're going to be able to get to Wild Card Weekend.
I want it so bad to get to Wild Card
Weekend. Just to get reached.
I think we're dangerous. Nobody wants to be the Super Bowl champion.
But we're not even getting to Wild Card Weekend, so what's
now,
the rest?
Do you agree with me now?
No, I don't, but you think.
I think we're going to beat the Redskins easily, okay? And then, unfortunately, the Bears are not going to help us out, okay? And I think what's going to happen is the Vikings just are going to, like, play so inspired because they have their...
No. I think the Bears are so much of a superior team to the Vikings. It's not even going to matter. I think it's going to be like a 30...
You're talking like your Washington boys. I hope so.
35-17, 35-20.
Will they keep Trubisky in the whole game?
As long as the Rams game doesn't get to 40 or nothing, they will.
What about if the Vikings are just like, the crowd's bonkers and they're just playing super inspired?
It doesn't. None of that stuff matters if the Bears are just a superior team. In every phase, and they're a better defensive team. Vikings defense is playing a lot better, but better defense. They got a more creative offense. So none of that stuff with inspiration or none of that's gonna matter if the Bears are just a better team than the Vikings is.
I did hear. I thought they had hopes. I thought they hadn't won at all against the winning team the whole year. I stick corrected. They beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, 1-7-1. Boo.
Over 2 years, right?
Is that just this year or two?
Wait,
I think it's 1-7-1. 1-7-1. 5-24 overall.
About 2 years.
No coupons. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
but
these are different things.
I know, but the Vikings 1-7-1. That's how it is. 1-7-1. Look, that's the answer. 1-7-1. That's how can you see our team's record?
They won.
No, you don't know what the other team's record.
No,
but if you get ESPN. ESPN, anyway. Yeah,
right.
Good to the record. I know the answer is 1-7-1, but yeah, ESPN Vikings schedule. I think they should. The answer is 1-7-1, which is no one online. Don't worry about that one.
Yes, there is. You go to
7580 while I look this up. Yeah, Charlie is with us. To close out the day a little bit. What's up?
Jamie, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy time.
All right, so I didn't tune in earlier. I've been busy. But anyway, what do you think the Eagles' chances are to sneak in this weekend? You think the Bears will have enough to play for to knock the Vikings out?
I'm very confident that the Bears are going to be sneaking in because the Vikings, I mean, the Bears are just that much of a superior team to the Vikings. And they're going to show it. They show it the first time they play, and they're going to show it again the second time they play.
Okay, so even if they're scoreboard watching, the Rams are blowing out the 49ers by 20. You think he'll pull the starters?
I also think that's not going to happen either, because I think the 49ers have been playing a lot better, and they don't really get blown out. So I think that's good. And there's no Todd Gurley either, even though there's C.J. Anderson who ran for 130. But I think it's going to be a close Rams 49ers. That's not going to allow the Bears to pull their stars. That's how I feel.
Okay. So you're saying the Eagles are going to be in.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I think they're going to be
right. In
somehow.
Good.
Do they deserve to be in? But based on the way they played, probably not. But I think they're going to be able to sneak in there.
Yeah, I think they sneak in. They might do some damage.
Well, we would have to see
Foles is
playing. Well, 5 out of 6 would not be too bad if I were to. No, I think it's possible. It's always possible. But we would just have to watch and see.
Gotcha. All right, the last thing I have is the Sixers. You're watching that Christmas Day game. Who do you think is, like, they still, I feel they need another piece to contend with Boston and Toronto. Like, who do you think they
I think they need 2 other pieces. And I think there's people out there on the buyout market. You need to start scouring it. You know, I know they want the interest in Carmelo Anthony. He hasn't found a team yet. And other people on the, but they definitely need at least 2 other pieces to compete.
Yeah, I agree. The last thing I have is one of the words about DeSean Jackson wanting to come back. Would you go after him?
I know. I think they're probably going to do it. We just hope they could still be making plays. But I think he's going to be in all uniform in 2019, which will be a fun return. But I still hope he's going to be there. I think they have a lot of neutral interest in that. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I agree. I think he can just, the threat of him will open up the whole rest of the field, which they don't have right now.
Yeah, they definitely need someone like him because obviously Mike Ross didn't get the job done and Torrey Smith didn't really get the job done last year either. So I agree.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll
all right.
Keep our fingers crossed. We'll talk next week.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, I think they're on. Mutual interest in number DeSean Jackson.
I love him. I didn't, you know, but he's old now.
He's only
30.
Well, I think there's a lot of mutual interest if people want us to be doing that. I think we're going to revisit it again. Will it go as well this time? Probably not. I think it's going to happen.
What do you think? I'll look up his back for a second. See what he's done this year. But look, actually, and last year, but they are rolling a little bit here, right? They beat the Dolphins 41-17.
I know, they've been scoring.
They beat the Lions 27-0.
They've been scoring a lot of points against bad teams, but that. Yeah, well, good, but I think the Bears are just so much superior than them that it's not going to matter one bit. He's been hurt. He's not playing every game. But he has, like, 5-6 touchdowns. Like, 5-10.
Ten seconds?
Yeah, we're done.
Any team with the Bucs. 774 yards, 4 touchdowns. Last year, 668 yards, 3 touchdowns. With the Redskins, he went for 1,080 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's a great year. 80 catches.
And how old is he? Not old.
Got
32. It's going to happen. Get ready. Set.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man.
3. Oh, he's going to be back, so get ready.
Stature Eagles, 1,300 yards, 82 receptions, 9 touchdowns.
And then Chip, please release me, and that's what happened.
He was a monster.
Well, Gary said he wanted a new contract, and please release. All right, we're done.